This is Nick Lippa here with Danimal Cannon, a guitarist whose band consists of himself and Game Boy hardware. Danimal, give a brief description of what chiptune is.
So back when you would play video games back in the 80s and 90s, the video game consoles would have these sound chips built into them so they could have sound. Like, they could have sound effects and they could have music. You know, you have your Mario theme, Legend of Zelda theme, stuff like that. And essentially what I'm doing is I'm hijacking that sound chip to use as my own instrument to write my own music on. And they sound surprisingly cool.
So there are several types of chiptune. You say it's more of an instrument rather than a genre. Video game hardware can make jazz, bluegrass, dubstep, and you, Danimal Cannon, happen to make chiptune progressive heavy metal most of the time.
A lot of old Nintendo songs are almost arranged like you would a rock band, except they have like this sense of melody to them that it's more complex than you find in traditional sort of rock music. So I really love the rock arrangement of it, but they had this complex musicality to it that I didn't really hear anywhere else except for video game music. I'm thinking like Castlevania tracks, Mega Man tracks. You hear songs from those games and you can pick them out instantaneously. They don't sound like anything else. Exactly. That Mega Man gallop, which I ripped off in my song Roots, very, very on purpose.
Now, you've also done metal covers of video game tunes, whether it be with the group Arm Cannon or Metroid Metal. You were doing these things earlier in your career. How did you end up getting into chiptune?
I played a festival with Metroid Metal in 2009 called Penny Arcade Expo in Seattle. And at that festival, I saw some people making music on Nintendo Game Boys out on the street with an amplifier hooked up to a car battery. It was like the most punk rock thing I'd ever seen in my life. And it was this chiptune dance party with Game Boys, and they had a huge crowd just dancing in the street. It was amazing. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I had been studying video game hardware for probably 4 or 5 years now, and I didn't realize people were making new original music using video game hardware. And I was like, wow, I want to do that. This is cool. This is exciting. People are making new sounds I've never heard before, and it really came very naturally to me. I felt like it was a test that I had been studying for several years before I took it, without knowing.